Melissa?
They've been trying to knock you out of the box. They've been trying to shove you out. There's been a resistance. I see people, but it's not really people. It's the devil trying to knock you out and shove you out of where you're supposed to be. If this is your seat in God, the devil's trying to knock, has been trying to knock you out. Okay? Is that true? Yeah. And God says he can't do it. Because he didn't give you the seat. Only the one who gave you the seat can knock you out of the seat. And he gave you the seat, and he's not going to knock you out of the seat. And he says, chill out over it. That your call right now is not to be like a wall that doesn't move, but just go with the flow and don't try to hold on. You don't even, okay, so at times you've been, and naturally it would be true, you've been like, they're trying to knock me out of the seat. I'm going to hold on. God says, don't even do that. You need to be like the crazy kids at the roller coaster that hold their hands up in the air and scream. And I'm holding on like this, but they're hold, got to, you need to be like the crazy kids who are looking for the little camera. So when the camera comes there, because that's what God said. You don't have to hold on. He's got you. Okay? And he says, you don't have to understand everything. You don't have to compute it out. Oh, that math computing thing in your head, that you don't have to compute it out, because he's done all that, and he's running the train. He's got it under control. And he says, take your hands off and enjoy it, because he really does have you. And he's going to answer the minute you take your hands off. And I'm not saying that's easy. Of course, I've never had a problem with having too much control. That was my first lie tonight. But when you take, so there's, he's going to pour in a fresh move into you. And the result is going to be your hands are just going to release on your life. And second, which everybody would know, that he's got surprises coming for you. That mind of yours that works like a calculator, he's got surprises for you that are going to have, you couldn't calculate it or imagine it. Okay. And third, there's something about fresh vision. But maybe actually natural, not, I don't know, but I just see fresh vision coming for you. You're going to see better.
It's not really a vision so much. It's almost like a little movie of you. And you've got this little white ball in your hand. You're strolling down a sidewalk. And you look at it and you just start tossing it like this, and you're just enjoying tossing this ball up in the air and catching it. And then I see God just throw you another ball just like it, and you catch it, and now you're juggling, right? And then you're just enjoying doing it and strolling along, and then another one comes flying in, and he just keeps throwing them over and over. And each time, like, I've watched jugglers before, and I don't know how I can barely do this. And I'm like, each time the ball comes in, I think, she's going to drop them. But there's an ease and a joy, it's like what you were designed to do. And there's really no limit to how many of these balls you can juggle. And in fact, in some ways, the more the merrier. And God's given you a gift for juggling lots of different things and managing a lot of different moving parts. And in a way, that's a description of an administrative gift, but that has such a negative connotation for so many people, but for people who have the gift, they go, it sounds fun. It sounds horrible to me. I'm just a one ball at a time guy, right? But this gift, I see as you're strolling along, juggling more and more and more things and being more and more happy doing it, this sidewalk you're on takes you around the world. And it's like you weren't trying to go anywhere in particular. You were just doing the things that God put through at you to do. And it didn't matter what it was. It was just what he threw at you to do, and I'll just do whatever needs to be done. Because you're very competent in getting stuff done and getting other people to get stuff done and to manage all these things. And it brings you a lot of joy, but this is God's taking you somewhere. And so I just want to prophesy to you that God's taking you to the nations. And if you don't have your passport all up to date, okay, you do. There's a calling for you to go solve problems. So it's not just to go, I'm going to go, you know, dig a well or paint a school or whatever. Those things are great, okay? And that might be a gateway. But God's going to put you in front of, in situations where they need somebody who loves to juggle. Because there's people everywhere in the body of Christ juggling that hate it. And they're bad at it, like this guy. And when somebody comes along and goes, oh, I would just love to get in there into this big nest of craziness and solve it. And God's going to bring you to like a supply of grace to people who are in over their heads in complicated situations. And God's going to give you wisdom and insight and the ability to do. And it'll be just like what you've been doing, but it'll be somewhere else. And he's going to capture your heart by some places around the world where, and you won't be able to get it out of your heart. He's going to capture you with that. He's going to send you around the world. So just start praying into that if you're not already. Amen.
You fought the lion. You fought the bear. And God has trained your hands to war. Maybe before, the intimidation tactics would have worked. But you're in a season now where God says, you're not in bondage to intimidation anymore. Amen. The Lord says, I'm the strength in your back. And I'm the lifter of your head in this season. For you're about to enter into a season of new adventures. You're about to enter into a season of doing the things that you thought, I could never do that. That's the definition of what you're about to step into. For the Spirit of the Lord says, even before you said, I could never teach anything. I wouldn't step into that role. But God says, teach, 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 teach. There's an impartation gift that you carry where you're going to impart from some of what you've heard from the Spirit of God and from your own devotion. You're going to feel that prompting, that propelling to begin to impart to others. God says, I'm going to give you those opportunities. It's not the season to step backward. Of course, it's never a season to step back, but especially now with new challenges and new opportunities for you up ahead. I feel like God's going after the word no. He's going after that and saying, yes, you can. I've called you to do it. You've got the goods, and I want you to trust me that you're going to step in it and you're going to be successful to do the things that I've called you to do. There's so much more that you're about to step into. The word about vision, I agree with that. I feel like God's going to expand that vision of yours. He's going to cause you to see things in you that you've never seen before. So you fought the lion, you fought the bear. But God's going after that Goliath that has been really speaking and trying to intimidate. God says, no, no, no. You're stepping over that in this season. You're moving into the new. You're stepping on that water and you're doing the things that I've called you to do. And guess what? You're going to absolutely love who God has called you to be. Because he's formed you, he's fashioned you, and you've got it all in you. God says you're going to love who I've called you to be. As a matter of fact, as you move in that, there's an aroma and there's a sound that comes from your life that pleases the Lord. So you're about to take on adventure like never before. Amen. God bless you.
You carry more authority, I think, than you think you do. We just need to come into agreement with what God's saying.
When you're, Michael's just prophesying to you, I saw something, God's going back into the generational line and he's cutting something off that's been an influence that's just been feeding in. God says, I'm going back there and I'm setting things straight, says the Lord, to cause you to move forward.
So we sever back 10 generations on Melissa's father's side and on her mother's side every generational hook the enemy has used to hinder the grace and authority of the Lord from being manifest. We say no more. It is nailed to the cross of Christ, and Melissa shall fulfill her destiny.
Lord, we thank you for our sister here. And we stand and rejoice for your heart towards her, Lord, and the words that you've revealed and shared tonight, Lord. And we seal those to her heart, Lord, from your heart to her heart, in the name of Jesus.
We clear? There's too much glory up here.
I feel like you just won the Super Bowl. I know that's, we're just here on a Friday night and it's crazy ice and snow, and I feel like you just won a big prize. Like the Oscar or something.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.